Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to this Little Tidbit podcast. Here we're going to talk about the five people you meet in heaven by Mitch Albom with my dear friend here, Dariel. Say hi.
Hi, hi.
He's a little bit shy, but don't worry about it.
Okay,
so, Dariel, what do you think about the novel?
I think the novel is so exciting and so interesting because the novel talks about Eddie die, and Eddie meet five people
in heaven, right?
Yeah, in heaven.
Okay.
We get this ongoing lesson for
ongoing
him.
Lesson for him.
Yeah,
he's new to the new things that he doesn't know what happened.
Yeah.
So he's begin to question himself. I didn't kill you. What? Why you appeared in my heaven? This is the heaven. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Like the first person, who was it?
Blue man.
The blue man. The second person, who was it?
Is the captain.
The captain. The third person, who was it?
Ruby.
Ruby. The fourth person, who was it?
Marguerite.
Marguerite. And the last person that Eddie meets at heaven is Tala.
Tala.
I think Tala is the the student is the part more sad.
Yeah.
But the part of my side, in my opinion, is what he meet the captain when the Rebozo die. He's so sad because the details, how they describe his death, is entertaining.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. Sorry about that, but it's entertaining.
Well.
But Dariel, let me ask you once something. What do you get out of the class discussion?
I'm gonna be off the...
Oh, what are we discussing in the class about the novel, the presentation, you know?
I'm going to do a...
No.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you learn about it?
I learned the... Of
the presentation that the other students
I learned
give us.
The people's... the students going to... Explain of
each part, every section of their work. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your opinion.
Okay. Good. And let me ask you one more thing. Who made some insightful comments?
It's like for the most insightful person with her comments was Adriana.
That's right. Adriana have a more complex idea and reading, he's too good at it.
Yeah.
So when she started to present and say to us, explaining every part of the section, I think I learned a little bit more than when I read the novel. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But what is the, you know, the in the novel is so many something happened, you know?
Yeah.
So many things happens. But what is your favorite moment?
Okay.
Part moment, whatever you want to call it.
My favorite moment is of the novel is when Eddie jungles to distract the crazy and then escape from the prison.
Yes, and then Captain sing the Eddie sing a song. Tell that he's telling to his friends to move along, go over here, and 1, 2, 3, pam pam plim pam plum, they escape and they kill. The crazy one, crazy two, crazy three, crazy four. But, you know, this novel has so much part of sadness. But what is the most part that you cry or something like you feel horrendous?
The part where I cried the most was when tells Eddie that he killed her.
Yeah, that's... That was a little bit sad to know that in the fire when Eddie and his friends are escaping, the prison was a little girl.
Yeah.
That's sad. I was thinking it was like Rebozo who revived something like that, but no, it was Tala. That part gave me depression just a little bit, one thing. Just to conclude this podcast, I want to say that my favorite part of the novel was the war in Philippines.
The
worst part for me is when the Romans.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for you to to hear this, but the part of the romance, I mean, it's entertaining, but not good as the war, because the war is more entertained. I tell him, oh, I shoot this person, then I shoot this, and a bomb will come here. You know, that part, it was amazing. I really like it. But the romance, I mean, Margarita...
It was a good girl,
the Nettie, but the war part wins every time, brother. Every time the war wins. So with that, we conclude this podcast. We hope you like to hear this. And hasta la vista, baby.